known only locally. Got Eric Carlson, Eric Sundin, Gary Brosty, of course, the great Miriam Tell, and I'm joined now by Miriam's sister, Christy Miller. Now, Christy is the owner of Bridget's Irish Pub here in Bemidji, which is one of the hot spots of this fantastic Bemidji scene, and she's one of the founding members of Known Only Locally. And so say hello to Christy Miller, if you would, so kindly. Now, I had to do a little research on the band to before the show, and they have this album. Known Only Locally has this album, and it's this picture of the Western Hemisphere. It's like the whole Western Hemisphere, this old, great old-fashioned line art kind of map, and it's got this like looking glass that focuses in on just one tiny part of North America, and of course it's our neighborhood here in northern Minnesota. And they and the map lists this area as being called Eel Pout Country. And it's got little tiny pictures of the towns and the lakes in this area. And I just love this album art. And I think it's a great way to describe Known Only Locally, because it's this fantastic band that has played for so many years. And it got a lot of attention locally because people found out what a good band it was. But it wasn't necessarily the most famous band. So Christy, maybe tell me a little how Known Only Locally got started.
Well, Known Only Locally got started in 1976. Miriam and Lou Ferrari, who's here tonight, and also who did the cover work on that album in 1979. Yes, he's back there. Take us down, Lou. They got together to enter the Bemidji State College Fiddle Contest, and that was kind of the start of it.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't win because Jim, being Jim, wouldn't play what they wanted him to play. They wanted him to do a waltz. You know, on a jig, and he objected.
She's talking about Jim Miller, of course. Yeah, and we were honored, Christy, that you and Jim could play our show back in 2012. I think it was our second show ever. It was very early in the run, and Jim had just had some health troubles and had just made a big comeback coming on stage, and it was just a thrill to see him play right here on stage. And, of course, we've lost Jim since, but his music and spirit live on. Christy, I know it's tough, but what do you want people to know about Jim and his music, and what you'd want them to remember about his music?
That's kind of a hard question. He was pretty complex, so he had a lot of messages. I texted my son, who's not in this country, and I said, "What do you think Jim would, you know, want people to know?" And he texted back saying, "Well, you could tell him that he didn't care for anybody all that much." But he really did, but you know, it was that exterior. He was kind of gruff. So really though, what I would quote is one of his songs, and it's from If You Roll, and that is that if the worst thing about dying is to not be playing, and the worst thing about living is to play uninspired.
Yeah, that's great. What makes the Bemidji scene so special, I just love how there's always music playing in this town. And it's not a very big city. It's not as big as Duluth or some other cities. And it's got this great scene, always live music going on. What do you think makes it special, Christy? What's the sound? What's the vibe of this town? And what makes it its own thing?
Boy, that's a tough one to answer. I don't know what it is. And we always joke that there must be something in the water. Music truly does permeate Bemidji and has for a long, long time. And I feel lucky to be a part of it. And it started way before I came along. There were many good musicians around here. What I think now is I like to see the ones coming up. Eric Carlson is one of them who's taken Jim's stuff and gone to town with it, so to speak. Corey is another one. Sam Milchid from over in Grand Rapids. You know, we can thank KAXE and KBXE for kind of pulling these people together and making a cogent sound, I guess.
Awesome. Well, that's Christy Miller. She's one of the founding members of Known Only Locally. And they're going to play another song.
So this is one of Jim's songs called Weekend Mountain Man. You might know it.